check out Jaguars.com for more on that. I mean, sounds pretty cool to me. But moving on, because I do want to move on. There's tons of Jaguar stuff I want to get to. Cornerback Rasheen Mathis retired, and you know, he started his career in Jacksonville, was drafted by the Jaguars, played 7 or 8 seasons, I think, and then finished up in Detroit. We alerted the team, the Lions, to hang it up. You know, as far as Jaguars history, he had that huge game against the Steelers while we're in the field in black. And a lot of you guys have, you know, mentioned that maybe he's one of the next 5 to go in the Ring of Honor. And, I mean, I don't see why not. He was a great corner. Just super guy. He's from Jacksonville, so he's a hometown guy. And it's always fun for a team when you can sign a guy that, you know, that grew up down the street from where you play games, and they know about the community, and they're big in the community. And to me, Mathis is that guy. You know, him and MJD. I mean, there's a handful of other guys that could go in, but I think by far they've got to be people you think about. But he's hanging it up. I feel like he's going to get into some kind of media, or he'll be in the greater Jacksonville area in Duval County doing something. So just keep your eyes and ears peeled for Rasheen Mathis in the next phase of his life. And congratulations on a great career, Rasheen. And it was really fun and entertaining getting to watch you play all these years. I'm glad you're getting out with any major hang-ups or injuries. And hey, who knows? Maybe we can get him on this show now. But as far as corner news, they have signed Chance Casey to the roster right now. It's, I mean, you know, he's pretty good. You can look up his stats, ESPN and all that. But, you know, stats are stats sometimes, and game film is another thing. The Jaguars definitely need some corner help, and I think Chance is one of those guys that will give you a chance at it. But, you know, as we know more about it, right now you can sign a lot of different people. I think you can have up to 75 people or so going into camp or going into the draft, and after the draft you can have like 90 or something like that. But this is just them covering their bases. They don't want a chance to play with anybody else, and they also want a chance to play for them. So you sign him now. As far as draft talk, and you know, there's all these mock drafts, and this guy says this guy says that. Well, when you have the number 5 overall pick, you need a handful of things to happen. First of all, Laremy Tunsil is probably going to go number 1 overall. Somewhere between 2, 3, and 4, it would be real nice if 2 quarterbacks are taken. Well, Cleveland's in the mix somewhere, so 1's coming off the board. Dallas would be the other one that would consider it. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But either way, it'd be real fun that at number 5, we're sitting with the choice of either Joey Bosa or the safety that just randomly jumped out of my head. Can't think of his name. But the latest mock drafts that I've seen from the ESPN guys and a couple of Fox guys have Joey Bosa falling to us at 5, and I think that would be spectacular. I don't want to get too excited about it because it is what it is, and, you know, who knows? Who knows who picks what? By the time the draft comes around, maybe Bosa goes 1. I don't know. All we know is we're not going after a quarterback this year, which is spectacular. And, you know, we'll just, as it gets closer, we'll break down some of these guys that could really fall to us. I really think it's down to about 3 people. And, in my opinion, Bosa would be the pick because you can bookend him. You can, actually put him, you know, you can put Cedric Marks in the middle. You put him on one side. You put, God, what is his name? I just forgot his name, too. I am not doing good today. The number 3 overall pick last year. And that would be Dante Jr. Yeah, when Fowler comes back, you put Fowler on, I think the right side is his strong side. Bosa can play about anywhere, and then you put Marks in the middle. And you run 3 up the middle, you have 4 linebackers. That way you can rush a linebacker and drop 3 in coverage, or you can rush 2 and drop 2 in coverage, leave 1 as a spy, build a fort, make a sandwich. It's not gonna matter. That would be a hell. hellacious pass rush. You saw three. And if you can take three guys, run them up the middle, off the front line, and create pressure, then you're doing exceptional. Because that does open up your linebackers to do all sorts of things, including help you rush. Don't believe me? Well, the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos can generate a tremendous rush just with three or four rushing at all times. They, in fact, they didn't rush more than six or seven times against Tom Brady. And we all know Brady got banged around pretty good. So, you know, that's something we should look at. If we grab that safety, that's fine too. There's another pass rush guy. He's in the middle, so it would probably either have us put marks on the outside or possibly have run four up front, which is fine too because, I mean, we got pretty decent linebackers. I see us getting a few more, but for the linebackers we got, I believe we can do some good stuff. But, like I said, as of right now, the draft talk is that Joey Bosa might be there at five. If he is, great. Would love to have him. And, of course, if you guys want to chime in on who you think we should go for, you can always send us tweets. You can send us Facebook messages. You know, we have a website up now, which is The Impact Media. That's theimpactmedia.wix.com/impactmedia. That will take you to our site. You can click right there. You can check out our Panther Zone coverage. You can check out our Falcon Zone, Jaguar Zone, or Revolution Zone stuff as well. And definitely on Twitter, @TheImpact99, you'll get straight to me. Of course, @TeamImpactMedia is to the show. Let us know who you think, who should they get? You know, who should they get? I mean, there's a handful. I would take a lot of different choices here, and it's your opinion. So if you have a good enough case for it, hey, let's go for it, right? But, you know, definitely we'll talk about that more in the next coming weeks. I believe that show will be on the 10th. That'll be before the draft, so we should be good. We'll talk more about it. The Jaguars did renew a partnership with Peterbrook Chocolatier through 2018. I know you guys that go to the games a lot get to sample a lot of those yummy treats. And that the Peterbrook Chocolatier people make some phenomenal things. And it's going to be more available to more sections as well in the stadium. So, I mean, heat up your chocolate. Nothing goes better with football and beer than chocolate. And I'm not being sarcastic. That is one of the top treats with pretty much anywhere I go to watch games, whether it's at the stadium or not. And definitely here at the studio. Chocolate goes with everything. But, you know, good for the Jags and good for Peterbrook Chocolatier on that one. That's through, like I said, through 2018. That's a long time and that's a lot of chocolate. So enjoy that. They did re-sign Chad Henne earlier today, and it's not as mixed reviews as people think. And when I say that, you know, a lot of people, if this would have been 2 years ago or last year even, they would have probably said, why did we re-sign this guy? He's terrible, he sucks, this and that, and he was never good and all that. Well, who do you think works besides the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach? Chad Henne's the one who works the most with Blake. He showed him how to do a lot of things, how to play in the league, you know, how to do a lot of things, how to hone those skills in. So I think it just makes sense. It just makes sense. And, you know, congratulations, Chad, on being a part of this team still. I look forward to chatting with you again, because I've had a couple conversations, small ones, with Chad Henne, and he's a good dude. Is he, you know, going to beat the paint off the wall with his great quarterback play? Probably not, but, you know, he's a good coach. I can see him being a coach in the league down the road, too, because, I mean, really exceptional with working with quarterbacks, other quarterbacks. And then, of course, the last thing I wanted to get into real quick is this. It's hard to hide the big three now here in Jacksonville, and that's not a bad thing, but kind of the cat's out of the bag as far as the skills of Blake Bortles, Allen Hurns, and Allen Robinson. They were on Media Road during the Super Bowl, did a spectacular job representing the team. And, you know, overall, everybody knows who they are now. This means there'll be no big secret when they continue to beat people the way they have. So, you know, here's what it is. Rest of the world, you've been put on notice. You may know what weapons Jacksonville's bringing to the table, but it doesn't mean you can stop them. But that's going to do it for... That's going to do it for the... Jaguar zone portion of everything. Now I'm going to get into some NFL stories real quickly, just some things we wanted to go over. Exactly, is turbo time. And I want to get into, which I talked about Peyton Manning on the End Zone Falcon Zone show last week, but just want to talk about Peyton a little bit now. He's got the University of Tennessee sexual assault incident or incidents, HGH, and his future with Denver. Well, see, Denver can't deal with Brock Osweiler, whose contract is up and he's due to be a free agent. They can't deal with him until they know about Peyton. Well, this is kind of like what Green Bay dealt with Favre years ago. But in this particular juncture, waiting to see what Peyton's going to do. When they find that out, they can deal with Brock Osweiler. I'm just going to throw this out here. I threw it out a couple times this year. I don't know that I've ever thrown it out on this show. But as far as Denver is concerned, why not scrap Osweiler and tell Peyton, you know, let Peyton ride off into the sunset, you know, maybe with another guy I'm going to mention in a minute. And why not see what the New York Giants want for Eli Manning? Eli Manning would absolutely fit Gary Kubiak's offense. He would have receivers who actually catch the ball, unlike most of his teammates in, you know, that's not Odell Beckham. And he could play the next 4 or 5 years there till they figure out what they want to do behind there. Now, clearly the New York Giants need some defensive help, so I would say, you know, maybe send a defender or so over there as part of that deal and a draft pick. But, you know, we'll have to see. It all comes down to, you know, Peyton hadn't done a press conference mainly because of the negativity towards him lately, and I don't think he knows his future. But hopefully he announces it soon and we figure out, because I predicted a couple of weeks ago that his next, that next season he could be the owner of the Tennessee Titans, or at least a high executive of some kind. He'll be in the game, and he won't be a coach. And that directly affects us, because that means we would have to deal with Peyton and his smartness and clever gameplay twice a year. But, moving on. The Bears are going to release Matt Forte. Now, he'll be one of the 10 free agents that I'll mention here in a minute. But in releasing Matt Forte, here's some teams that I think he could land on, or that should at least give him a workout or something. Clearly, Mark Trestman, his former head coach, is in Baltimore now. They could use a little bit of help with Forsett, who got a little banged around this year, former Jaguar. Speaking of the Jaguars, I believe the Jaguars could think about it. Why not run the double set here. Oakland could use another guy to help carry the load. New England, I believe he's better than Steven Jackson, and Steven Jackson almost got him to the Super Bowl. So, and then I think the number one team that should go after Matt Forte is Dallas. Behind that offensive line, Matt Forte would have like 4 million yards in two games. 4 million with the buns. But who knows, we'll have to see. He's going to get released by them. He hadn't been official yet. I don't think he can do it till March. Well, March is coming up. So we'll have to see. The other 9 free agents likely to move teams, of course, like I said, Matt Forte's one. safety Eric Weddle is probably not going to be in San Diego. Linebacker Bruce Irvin is more than likely done in Seattle. I think he would have been done last year if they'd let him. Defensive tackle Damon Harrison. Defensive end Greg Hardy. I think he might be done in the league because Dallas gave him a shot and apparently all he did was party and be disruptive all the time. Still can play, but we'll have to see about that. Miami running back Lamar Miller. If you're looking for a running back, maybe the Jaguars should give him a look too as far as the change of pace. Miami defensive end Derek Shelby, tight end Dwayne Allen, right tackle Andre Smith, and running back Alfred Morris. Yeah, we'd give him a sniff too. Who knows? But that's the top 10 free agents. I saw it on a list that the guy who wrote it, I think it was ESPN staffer. And I agree that at least 8 of those 10 will be on a different team next year. Washington and quarterback Kirk Cousins apparently are far from close to a deal. There's a chance that he could get franchise tagged, which I will get into in a second, the likely franchise tag predictions. But if he gets franchise tagged, he makes about $20 million next year. I would put him in the 13 range, but if that's what Brock Osweiler is supposedly worth, then I would say that Kirk Cousins should make 15 to 16. He's better than Osweiler. Who knows? But if they franchise tag him, then they're going to set the precedent that he's going to make at least $20 million. And that's just where the market is. I mean, that's as much as Matt Ryan. Is Kirk Cousins as good as Matt Ryan? Last year he was, but overall, I don't know yet. But as far as franchise tags, here's the people who we think are going to get franchise tags. Kirk Cousins, I just said, in Washington. Von Miller in Denver. Josh Norman for the Panthers. Alshon Jeffrey for the Bears. Muhammad Wilkerson, New York Jets. Cordy Glenn in Buffalo. Doug Martin in Tampa. Eric Berry in Kansas City. And Olivier Vernon in Miami. Probably at least 2/3 of those will get the franchise tag. If Denver's smart, they'll give Von Miller his deal and save and either get and work out something with Osweiler. Because I want to say that one of the linebackers they have, one of the starters, are also up, and I think that's where the tag needs to go. It'll save them a little bit of money in the process. Last two things I want to get to is two really great players and two of my favorite people to watch away from the Jaguars are retiring, and that's linebacker Gerard Mayo is retiring from New England. He spent the last two or three seasons on and off the IR list all the time, so I kind of understand it. And then what has to be one of the coolest send-off videos, go check him out on Twitter. Carolina linebacker Jared Allen is retiring. And like he said in the video, he was going to ride off into the sunset, but there was no sunset when he shot the video. So he's just going to ride off. And he was on his horse, and he rode off. Both those are outstanding linebackers. Jared Allen, 4-time All-Pro, 136 sacks, makes him 9th overall. And Gerard Mayo, a very big reason why New England's been dominant the last, 8-9 years that he's been playing. But congratulations to those guys for having the careers they did and being able to leave with pretty much their bodies intact for the most part. Like I said, they're dinged up a little bit. But that's actually going to do it for us. And appreciate you guys tuning in. And we'll see you on the 10th, April 10th. Of course, will be our next Jaguar Zone. We'll talk a little more NFL when we do that. Maybe we have some special guests. I don't know. We're still lining up some of that. We'll get on some people, talk some draft. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in to Jaguar Zone. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.